This is Ozarks at Large. Anne Brown Memorial School, a private independent school in South Fayetteville, is a democratically run Sudbury school. Students ages 5 to 15 participate in daily school decision-making along with the grown-ups. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich visited the school to learn how it works.
5-year-old Ethan Elsie, with the help of Anne Brown Memorial School Director Melissa Graham, chooses blueberries and crackers from an afternoon spread in the school kitchen.
Hummus.
7-year-old June Van Dawn is finishing her snack seated in the dining hall.
I'm having 2 kinds of bars and barbecue chips.
June says she feels good about attending this school.
I want them to know that we are all a safe place for this kind of community.
Anne Brown Memorial School first opened last year as a private independent student-centered facility, says Graham.
Our curriculum is very interesting because it's all based on each individual child.
Anne Brown Memorial School is Arkansas's first Sudbury school, named after the Massachusetts Sudbury Valley School, established in 1968.
We are allowing the children to, along with us, run the school. It's a democratic school. Which is a beautiful place where children are treated like people.
Sudbury students are allowed to do whatever they want. There are no classes. Students study independently. Instruction is delivered by mentors individually or in small groups. Entrepreneurship is intensely encouraged. As many as 60 Sudbury schools operate around the world, half in the U.S., Graham says, but are not affiliated in any way. Rebecca Buchanan is an educational director at Anne Brown Memorial.
Sudbury is a lot of child-led, child-based, project-based learning, where the children initiate the learning. So when they're ready to start learning double digits or multiplication, they come to the mentors and they get some instruction, and then they take off from there. Nobody is forced to go to a class. There's no homework.
Experts, including scientists, mathematicians, and builders, are invited to school to talk about their career choices with the children.
We had Josh Hart from Arkansas State Treehouses as a mentor last year to one of the young boys who really loves building.
So if a child chooses to build a treehouse, for example, he or she will inherently have to learn science, technology, engineering, and math to succeed.
We're encouraging people to find the things that they're interested in so that they succeed in life. And not everybody who goes through standardized school is going to do that.
Like some alternative schools, Sudbury Education allows for free and unstructured activity, which inherently, advocates say, leads to individual learning. As for testing?
There's testing if the children want testing. Last year, we had children who wanted tests. So at the end of the year, we had a festival of tests. How many children love testing in schools?
Melissa Graham says a cornerstone of Sudbury Education are school meetings.
And what we do together, the staff and the students, is we come up with a book of agreements. So we sit together in weekly meetings to discuss how we'll handle all of the situations. For example, what time do we want to have lunch? What classes do you want this semester? What projects are you working on? How do we play with sticks? How do we come up with rules for the kitchen? Who's in charge of greeting people when they come in the door? So basically, together, it's a democracy, and we all have a vote.
Sudbury school meetings involve everyone, students and staff. No one's called teacher here. They collectively decide administrative issues, human resources, school budgets, and punishments for misbehavior and bullying.
And so we're all holding each other accountable to our actions. There's a judicial committee that is student-led. And what happens is, if you have a complaint or if you have a suggestion, inherently in the Sudbury approach is reading and writing. And so during the weekly meetings are mandatory. And so we adhere to keeping everybody safe, keeping everybody inspired.
to quell any school conflict, Buchanan has designed and trademarked an intervention she calls modulation training.
So modulation training is something that I've patented, and it's also trainings that I do for other schools and for this school. And it's a way to teach children and adults how to handle emotional situations so that they can get to a point where they can learn.
Casey Estes says she and her family have successfully used modulation training to deal with family issues. She's enrolled her two children, Ansel, age 5, and Lulu May, age 9, into Anne Brown Memorial.
When my daughter turned 5, she went to public school for the first year, and I saw her become a completely different, very stressed out little child over the things that she was expected to know.
Lulu May is homeschooled but will attend this private school part-time, Estes says, for the communal Sudbury experience.
Because some people think that all homeschoolers are religious, and most people think that private school is something like Montessori school, so I think that what they're doing with Sudbury is really different.
To graduate from Anne Brown Memorial School, students will have to meet one requirement, says Director Melissa Graham.
So in a Sudbury school, when you graduate, you have to write and defend your thesis. And after years and years of not only learning what you love, but learning how to learn and knowing who you are, those theses are very exhilarating.
Independent research on Democratic school student achievement and outcomes is scant. Queries to the Arkansas Department of Education Reform yielded no response for this report. Proponents of the Sudbury model say students may not learn the basics. Instead, they teach themselves to read, write, calculate sums, and understand scientific and engineering principles in the pursuit of their interests. The Arkansas Department of Education does not accredit or provide oversight of private schools, which this year number close to 200 in Arkansas, serving over 30,000 students. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.